This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
An early good afternoon to you sports fans here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Hopefully you had a great turkey day and you're settling in now for girls high school basketball as we kick off hoop season number 12 here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We have webcasted more than 1,300 high school basketball contests here on Scores, and we launch the 2018-19 season with a contest here at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West High School in Westchester. The Minster Wildcats, state champs a year ago in Division IV, coming off a 26-3 season, take on Valley View, a Division II club that was 20-3 one season ago. Lost to Bellbrook, which represented Southwest Ohio in Division II at the state Final Four. Lost to that club in the district semifinal after beating Bellbrook twice in the regular season, did Valley View. Each team with a lot of fine players back from the club a year ago. You'll recognize the names of Minster young ladies, Ivy Wolf, Janae Hoing, Jessica Falk, Courtney Pringer, Damaris Wolf, the likely starters here today. The graduates from a year ago, Taylor Kogi, Paige Toby, Kendra Thien, Allie Fisher, of course, Kogi, Toby, and Thien all helped support Courtney Pringer on the inside one season ago, Chuck. If there is maybe a slight weakness here at the outset for head coach Mike Wiss's team, it's building versatility and depth in the front court.
Well, yeah, I think you're right there. I mean, Lily Pelletier is a senior. We've watched her play. She played JV. She got some time last year. She's going to have to be able to come out and spell because Courtney is not going to be able to play 32 minutes a game. So she's going to have to come out and get a little time. Plus, if you get any kind of foul trouble, Jessica Falk, I think she's going to be able to help them on the inside. She had a terrific tournament last year. And then Damaris Wolf, but she tends to play a little more on the perimeter, even if she is 5'9". So I think they're going to be a really dynamic basketball team. They've got to develop depth, like you said.
Minster Wildcats did not lose a game after a late regular season setback at Anna 1 year ago. A team meeting occurred. The depth of the club was strengthened, and the Minster Lady Wildcats soared the rest of the way, having a splendid campaign down the stretch, winning state tournament games over Waterford and Otterville. Final scores of neither contest, Chuck, close. Otterville game was tight for 2.5 quarters. Then Minster pulled away, sparked by Janae Hoyne in that state tourney game last year, or as I should say, in the state Final Four last year. Courtney Pringer pumped in 30 points. Ivy Wolf had 23 in the two games. And Janae Hoying had 19. They were the three big point getters for the Wildcats. It's a team that's got five young ladies who all could average in double figures.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Their first five is going to be as good as anybody that you see this year. It's going to be the depth. They got to have some of these other young ladies come out. Danielle Barhorse has had a nice career for Minster.
Yep.
She's going to have to be somebody that gives them more minutes this year. Carly Richard, another one. Got a lot of JV time, played a little bit last year. She's going to have to come out and be a varsity basketball player this year.
This is year number two as head girls basketball coach for Mike West here at Minster after 20-plus years as the JV assistant to Nan Steckschulte. Mike's got 25 years coaching baseball. He coached football for 23. He coaches about every single sport imaginable, and he's rock solid.
Yeah,
he's so likable. He's calm, cool, collected on the sideline, but you can tell his head is working strategy constantly.
Right. He is probably the antithesis of Nan. Nan was a real fiery sideline coach. Mike kind of has a tendency to be a little calmer, but you can see when he talks to the girls on the sideline, he is getting their attention.
Oh, yeah. This Valley View team has got size back from a year ago, plus a transfer addition from Tri-County North. A lady by the name of Aubrey Stupp. She's a junior, 6 feet an inch. She scored 43 points in a game at Tri-County North. She's tallied over 900 points in 2 years at Tri-County North. She's now a member of the Valley View Club, which is coached by an outstanding mentor, Steve Dixon, 17 years, 73% winning percentage. His daughter helps run the show out at guard. She's a sophomore. 5 feet, 3 inches tall, Abigail Dixon. Other starters include Megan Black, a junior, Aiden Valenti, who is a junior, and Lauren Leegate, a 5'9 sophomore, who averaged 10 points a game last year as a freshman. Missing today is a probable starter in normal situations, 10 points a game a year ago, Chloe Smith. She's out with an injured ankle. She would probably be in the opening five. She's a senior. So that's one sizable player with experience on the front line that Minster won't have to worry about defensively.
Right. Well, that's helpful for Minster. Tough break for Chloe Smith. She is here today, and she looked like she was moving around okay.
Yep.
So I would think she won't be out very long. But for Minster today, they don't have to see her, so that's a good thing.
Yes. Comments upcoming right now from head coach Mike Wiss of Minster. He talked about that celebratory season 1 year ago when Minster won it all, the state title in Division IV, and how he looks ahead now to 2018-19.
One of the things that was very important to us throughout the year was our senior leadership.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, you have a good team, you have good senior leaders.
Sure.
And one of our comments that we make is you're only as good as your seniors. The five that we had last year were vocal leaders, were leaders on the floor and off, people that the other kids could look up to, maybe not all the time to make the big play,
sure.
But to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to be positive with others. And then you add the present seven. We have seven seniors coming back from that.
There you go.
This year, and you add the two little, we call them our two little rats, in Ivy Wolf and Janae Hoing, as our little guard playmakers that put pressure on the opponent. It seemed to gel at the right time of year.
Mm-hmm. What have you sensed from practice so far this year in advance of the 2018-19 season and this opener today against Valley View?
Well, one thing that we know is we do have the athleticism.
Sure.
At the Division IV level.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, today we're playing up against a really good Valley View team.
Yeah.
But we stress the fact that the ball needs to touch Courtney Pringer's hands in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the height to back Courtney up
right. This
year with the Taylor Kogi leaving, Paige Toby, Kendra Thien.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was big last year when Courtney came off. We had even bigger to bring on sometimes.
Sure.
But the ball's got to touch Courtney's hands, and we stress that in practice. But we also have the ability to beat somebody off the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
So I like our mix, but right now, I would be honest with you, right now we are nowhere near what we were last year in March,
yeah.
Nor do I want to be.
Sure. It's always a work in progress, and I know, having spoken with coaches here at Minster for years and years, you make mistakes, you fix those, and you improve and develop as the season progresses.
Absolutely. I mean, when mistakes are made, we have a little saying, we learn from them. We admit it that we made one.
Sure.
You recognize it, you learn from it, and you let it go. You got to forget it at some point in time. And basketball is strange because you got to let that thing go. So you have to learn from it so fast, because all of a sudden you're down the floor in the next 5 seconds and you got to forget it already, or else you're not playing good on the other end. We're still working. We've had great scrimmages against, just this past weekend, we scrimmaged Cincinnati Mercy McCauley,
mm-hmm.
who is top five in Division I. They came out and they took us out of what we wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours of a scrimmage. And it was good for us to play that caliber. So we see it, you know. I'm a big believer that you got to play up in order to see what it's all about. But are we able to compete at the Division IV level? I think we'll have a say so.
Words of Minster head coach Mike Wiss as Wildcats kick off the journey to the tourney here at Lakota. It's game one of about 20 games over a 3-day period. Girls teams from all over Ohio and the Midwest are here in action. And the Minster Lady Wildcats have the honor, the distinction of opening up in the initial contest of the 3-day weekend following Thanksgiving. Valley View, the opponent, and it is going to be a stringent test for Minster here in game one. Valley View is not Division IV like Minster, not Division III. Valley View's Division II. The Wildcats play two divisions up in a real challenging test to kick off the campaign, Chuck.
I like what he said about the scrimmage. I used to love the scrimmage teams that I knew were going to thump me, for the simple fact that you don't get better if you go out there and scrimmage somebody that you're going to run off the floor. The kids get a inflated self-image,
yes,
of what they can do. That's an eye-opener for them, and it's going to be something that they can build on. They can go from that low point and just go right up to maybe, again, Columbus this
year.
Yes,
indeed. So many thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a longtime underwriting sponsor on scorersbroadcast.com. We started here on Scores Broadcast back in 2007. In fact, it was a November 22nd Thanksgiving year in 2007 when we started. We kicked off our first webcast on Saturday, November 24th, 2007. Here we are almost 12 years later to the exact day. At LaCal and Jackson Center in Shelby County, moved to Ohio in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And again, we give thanks to LaCal for its overwhelming support. Since our Scores inception, we simply could not have gotten off the ground without the assistance of LaCal Equipment. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, as I noted, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. The Minster girls, state champs last year in Division IV, 26-3 in 2017 and 18, against Valley View, Southwestern Buckeye League champs, in 20-3 in 2017-18. Opening tip and the lineups in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And gratitude to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Thank you very much for your participation here on scoresbroadcast.com. You can go to the website for more savings off Goffney Furniture. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, goffneyfurniture.com. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, coupons available on the website for dollars off high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Thank you as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and to Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, or I should say Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, is one of our Anna underwriting sponsors. Wells Brothers has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie in northwestern Shelby County, another underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. New on board just in the last week. Of course, we've got Fort Loramie girls basketball tomorrow. Tip-off time, 11:30. On the web, online here on Scores Broadcast at 11:15 from right here at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West. It's Fort Loramie versus Proctorville Fairland as head coach Carla Siegel's team kicks off its 2018-19 season tomorrow, like head coach Mike Wiss at Minster is doing today. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Chuck, we've got Fort Loramie football state semifinal, first trip ever to the state semis for Fort Loramie pigskin teams, and it's action kicking off at about 6:30 from Wapakoneta tomorrow night against Macomb.
I think they got a real shot at playing over in Canton the following week.
Here we go, opening tip to start the game. Minster in the home white with black numerals outlined in orange. Valley View, the road dark blue with gray and white trim. Right down below us in the right corner, Damaris Wolf has got the ball for Fort Loramie. Passes foul line to Courtney Pringer. In and out on the 15-foot jumper. It was dead on. It looked good from here. We're situated up high behind the backboard at the north end of the Lakota West Gym, which seats about 2,500. And Courtney's shot was dead on. It just wouldn't stay down below the iron. Here's Valley View challenging. Baseline right. Here's a shot blocked on the play by Minster, but a foul called.
I'm not sure I agree with the first whistle of the game.
Yep, pivoting into the lane went Aubrey Stupp, the 6'1 transfer from Tri-County North.
Well, she was in the lane for about 12 seconds trying to make a move. I think that should have been the first whistle.
Foul against Damaris Wolf, her first, obviously. First foul of this game. And the free throw by Aubrey Stupp is up and in. Yeah, it looked like the hands of Damaris went straight up, and she got all ball. I would have said play on. Second free throw, Stupp rattles around, comes off. Rebound, Minster. Wildcats going with Ivy Wolf, Janae Hoing, Jessica Falk, Courtney Pringer, Damaris Wolf to start the game. Out high left, it's fed to Falk. Into the lane to Pringer. Pringer bounces the ball to a teammate. It trickles away from Damaris Wolf, and Valley View gets it. Sprinting up the court, it's Abigail Dixon. Flips to a teammate on the arc. Here's a long three-point try, way short by Aiden Valenti, and the board comes down to Minster. We played a minute, 1-0 in favor of Valley View. Here's a drive right down the lane by Minster. Little three-footer in front by Ivy Wolf. It's no good. It rattles off. Stick back misses. Rebound by Valley View. Lauren Leegate, the 5'9 sophomore, yanked down the board. Passed it up the floor to Dixon. Dixon, the 5'3 sophomore, feeds left corner. Long 25-footer by Megan Black, who is nearly out of bounds. It's no good. Rebound, Minster. Quickly up the floor to Pringer. Pringer darts to the rim. Can't get it to go. Leading the fast break, but she's jerked on the arm, and she'll get two free ones.
Well, I think there's a little nerves going because Minster's had three real good looks at the basket, and they have not made one yet.
Exactly. Some point blankers for the Cats in the first 90 seconds. But nothing has fallen.
Ivy Wolf is nice. She's going to make that 9 times out of 10, the one she just missed in the lane.
Free throw, Pringer, short, no good. 1-0 Valley View, 6:28 to go here in the first quarter. Valley View starting Aubrey Stupp, the junior transfer from Tri-County North in the middle. She's 6'1". Power forward, sophomore Lauren Leegate. She is 5'9". Dixon 5'3 at a guard. Megan Black 5'5. Aiden Valenti 5'7 at the wings. Second free throw by Pringer. Trickles in. We're tied at one. Valley View up to midcourt. Here's Minster pressing. Ball deflected by the Wildcats. It goes out of bounds.
Well, they're going to want to press, but you've got to score to be able to press.
It looked like to me there, Valley View a bit tentative, Chuck, in bringing it down the floor. Minster may have an opportunity putting some heat on against Valley View's ball handlers. 25 feet away, here is Stupp with the ball. Dribble drive into the left corner to Dixon. Dixon on a weave, out high to Valenti. Valenti hands right back to Dixon. Dixon near midcourt, being checked by Janae Hoing. Dixon dribble drive down the left side of the lane, splits a couple defenders, and the ball is stripped away, goes out of bounds off Minster.
Looks like they should be able to really pressure them. They don't look like they have real good ball handling, at least early in the game.
I would agree. 5:56 left, opening quarter, tied at one. Ball inbounded below the rim, out to the top of the circle to Stupp. Stupp hands off to Leegate, now back to Dixon. Dixon crossover dribble 25 feet away. They spread the floor. Ball bounced to Black. Now to Stupp, to Dixon. Coming out to catch behind the arc is Black. Shot fake, then lets it go from 18, deflected by Minster. Ball is taken out of the air by Damaris Wolf. Down the floor to Ivy, to Hoing. Down inside to Pringer. Pringer on the block. Now back out to Damaris. Long three-pointer. Hit the back iron. No good. Strong rebound. Falk darts to the rim. Yes. No, it was Janae Hoing who got the long board and drove to the goal. First bucket of this game. 3-1 in favor of Minster. We played 3 minutes. Dixon drives down the middle, then shoots a pass into the left corner. Out of bounds. It rolls. Minster possession. The bucket last trip down by Janae Hoing, who was very successful at shooting threes late in the season last year and in the tournament. She made a nice drive to the bucket, the last journey down the court for Minster. Here's Courtney Pringer, 16 feet away, falling away, shooting. No good, off the back brace. Rebound down to Valley View. In backcourt, Dixon. She's doubled at the timeline. And reaching in and hacking unnecessarily is Damaris Wolf, who's charged with foul number two, I think.
That is her second. That was a silly foul.
And here comes Danielle Barhorst, a 5'9 senior, immediately for Damaris. So right away, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster will test his bench. 3-1 Minster. We play 3 minutes, 16 seconds, opening quarter. Ball inbounded to Dixon, 25 feet away for Valley View. Valley View Spartans, a Division II club, although Valley View certainly did not play the schedule that MacFo Minster played last season. Here's a long three-point try, right corner by Lee Gate of Valley View. Hits the rim, skips off, no good. Rebound Minster, quickly down the floor, caught by Janae Hoing. She delivers a two-pointer. She took it right to the cup again. 5-1 Minster, Wildcats. Putting Valley View's dribblers under duress. Here is Aiden Valenti darting down the right side of the floor, doubled immediately, squeezes a pass off to a teammate. It's swiped on the play by Pringer, and then Pringer's grabbed from behind. Foul Valley View. Well, so far, Chuck, in this game, I think it's easy for us to say that the pressure of Minster has taken Valley View out of its offensive flow.
Absolutely. Abigail Dixon, the coach's daughter, handles the ball pretty well on top. Other than that, they really kind of look like they're struggling right now.
A drop off after her, no question. Midcourt with the ball, Ivy Wolf for Minster. Crossover dribble picked up by Dixon, 20 feet out. 3:54 to go first quarter, 5-1 Minster. Outside the arc on the right, it's Carly Richard is in now, 5'7 senior. Right back to Ivy Wolf. Ivy steps inside the arc, doesn't shoot. Goes to Pringer from 17. Left it short, no good. Rebound, Valley View.
She's right on the rim. She just has not been able to make one drop yet.
Exactly. 25 feet out, it's Leagate. Leagate hands off to Valenti to Black in the right corner for Valley View. Back to the basket, it's Leagate. Looks for a teammate. Goes right baseline to Megan Black. She's checked. 17 feet away, gives to fellow forward Aiden Valenti, who fires it back out to Leagate. Cross-court pass, left corner. Valley View tries a three. A long one by Leagate. Way shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Minster. Wildcats on the run. Dribble drive into the lane. It is Ivy Wolf, who flips it on the arc to Falk. And the offense is reset. Ivy's got it now to Pringer. She goes opposite. Left baseline. Shot by Minster. 16-footer by Richard. Too strong, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds against the wall below the basket by Valley View. Defensively, Chuck, both teams playing tight man-to-man?
Yes.
Inbounded, Ivy Wolf, head of the key, down inside to Pringer. Turns from seven, missed it short, then climbed the ladder, went over the back in her anxiety to get the rebound.
Boy, she caught that point blank and just short-armed it up to the rim. She'll get going right now. She's not really fluid in her shot.
Wildcats have had an abundance of good short to medium range shot attempts in this game. Could be up by as much as 8 or 10 points. They're not. It's 5-1 Minster. Valley View breaks pressure. Here's a drive into the lane by Black. 7-footer bouncing in. 5-3. Minster up 2. 2:24 left to go opening quarter. Here's Ivy Wolf getting a nice screen. Let's go along three. Off to the left, no good. And Pringer's on the back again. Good position on the inside by Lauren Leagate. Courtney Pringer fouls, and she'll have to sit.
Courtney Ernst is checking in. It looks like that right now, at least for Mike Wiss, is going to be Pringer's sub when she has to come out. So
Ernst, a 5'7 senior, on the floor now for Minster. Also checking out is Jessica Falk. As I mentioned, Carly Richard is on the court as head coach Mike Wiss gives his bench a supreme test early on. 6 minutes played in the first quarter. And Damaris Wolf and Courtney Pringer each with two fouls at the outset. 5-3 Minster, Valley View, deep right corner, Leagate. Long three-point try, count it. Beautiful looking jumper. 6-5 in favor of Valley View. Five straight points by the Spartans. Top of the circle, Danielle Barhorst for Minster. Holds the ball high overhead. gives it up on the arc to Ivy Wolf. Wolf squeezes her way down the lane. Dishes off baseline right to Lily Pelletier, yes, who's in now, a 5'10 sophomore. The ball goes opposite, other side of the floor, and we've got an over-guarding foul against Valley View.
That was a good look that time. Got Ernst rolling down the lane.
And it was in the act of shooting. Good effort by Courtney as she managed to lift the ball off her fingertips as she felt the nudge, and she's awarded two. A minute 37 left in the opening period. It's 6-5 in favor of Valley View as the officials confer momentarily. Not sure what about.
They didn't know who the foul was on. And it was kind of cute because Henson, the freshman, said it was on me. Normally, the kids are turning their backs so they don't look at them.
Here's the free throw by Minster. Yes. Courtney Erk swishes to tie the game up at 6. That clearly looks here at the outset, Chuck, like Minster's got more athleticism, more defensive pressure, better shot-making ability, although it hasn't turned out that way, but that's been offset by the fact that two starters have two fouls each. Both free throws are good by Minster, which takes the lead 7-6, but immediately the Wildcats apply pressure and are a bit too aggressive and foul Valley View beyond the timeline. Valley View will inbounds down by a point. 5 team fouls on Minster already.
Black guy behind them.
Ball lobbed in into the lane. Caught by Lauren Lee Gates. Squares up from 10. Missed it hard off the back rim. Rebound Minster. Dashing down the floor, Janae Hoing. Janae, top of the key. Gives it up on the arc to Carly Richard. Ball rotated. Head of the circle to Pelletier. She veers off into the right corner, and she's kneed on the play by Aubrey Stump, who got the leg out, nearly tripped her. 4 team fouls on Valley View. We're going to see some one-and-one situations early on, second quarter of play.
Yeah. We were at 5-4 already, team fouls.
Ball lobbed into Richard. Straight away, Janae Hoing on the bounce. Foul line extended right. Here's a good weave. Nice drive to the rim. Ball laid up by Courtney Ertz. A little bit short. Rebound Valley View. Here's Valenti down the floor to Black, baseline right, and she's clobbered from behind. Bumped hard by Ernst.
So far, the fouls are a little silly. They're kind of reach-in fouls in a position where you're not going to get a steal.
Each team a little too anxious defensively, not under control. 7-6 Minster, 56 seconds to go first quarter.
Maybe we have those turkey hangovers going on.
Here's Abigail Dixon, 35 feet away for Valley View. She's checked by Hoing. Gives it up right corner to Black. Black hands off to a teammate, top of the key. It's Claire Henson, and she's flattened. She goes to the deck hard, fouled by Minster again. And there's the one-on-one we were talking about. 45.8 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
That was the second foul on Pelletier, who only played about 3 minutes.
So three young ladies for Minster have two fouls each, accounting for 6 of the 7 personals. Damaris Wolf with 2, Courtney Pringer with 2. Free throw by Valley View, way off to the right, no good, as Henson couldn't get it to fall. They clanged off the iron a couple times. Rebound down to Minster, quickly up the floor. Hoing goes into the post, then feeds left corner. Here's a long 3-point try. Yes! Bottom of the well for Jessica Falk. She buried it. That's a huge goal for Minster, extending the lead to 10-6 on the 3-pointer by Falk. Dribble drive down the lane. Dixon, a lot of contact from Minster, and she draws the 2-shot foul.
So far, it kind of looks like the first game of the season at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
After Turkey Day the day before.
Absolutely.
When all the tummies are still full. Here's the free throw by Dixon, way short, no good. She missed it. 10-6 Minster, 20.2 to go first quarter. Deep knee bend by Dixon. The official still has the ball.
Well, they're subbing in. I got Pringer coming in for offense here at the other end. She just needs to be careful. Her two fouls were rebounding over the back,
exactly,
on the offensive end.
Uh-huh. Good point, Chuck. Second free throw upcoming for Dixon. She missed the first as Minster realigns itself along the foul lines. 4-point lead Minster, second free throw, Abigail Dixon. 5'3" guard for Valley View, got it. 10-7. Minster up three. Chance for the last shot, ending the first quarter. Dribble drive hard into the lane. Ivy Wolf back out to the three-point shooter. Jessica Falk got it again. 6 seconds left. Valley View throws it 60 feet down the floor. Drive to the rim. Layup good. Claire Henson got it with 2 seconds to go. Here's a 50-footer by Minster off the glass. Ivy Wolf let it fly. So we had a couple of goals, one to each team, in the last several seconds of the first quarter. Good lift for Minster provided by Jessica Falk in the opening period here today. 13-9, Minster over Valley View after a quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly that you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn has a qualified staff to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The price is right. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Phone 526-5557, 526-5557. A third team all-district a year ago in Southwest Ohio, Division II, was Valley View's Abigail Dixon. She's a sophomore guard, starred as a freshman last year, and she is a lot to handle. The Minster Wildcats have got to do their very best to keep her away from the basket. They've got to guard her such that a body is between her and the rim, because she penetrates, loves to dish, and she can shoot it on the run. Valley View possession to start the second quarter quickly. An out-of-bounds violation as it was Henson stepping on the sideline. Then Minster retaliates with a jump shot, foul line extended right. It is no good by Daniel Barhorst, and Valley View's got the rebound. 13-9 Minster, opening half minute, second quarter. Game one of the 20-game journey to the tourney over 3 days here at Lakota West in Westchester. Here's a good pass into the post. It's caught low on the right by Aubrey Stuff, and then she had it partially blocked. Ball hit the deck, a scrum forward, a tie-up, alternating arrow, Minster possession.
I think Audrey might be seeing that this is a little tougher than playing in the cross-county conference.
Yep, Aubrey Stuff transfer from Tri-County North, where she scored 43 in a game at TCN. She's now here at Valley View. Here's Daniel Barhorst to the left corner for Minster, which is up four. Top of the circle. It is fed on the play to Falk. Bounce pass to the cutter, Hoing. Deflected, stolen away. Here's Henson down the floor for Valley View. Henson, a 5'10 freshman, in off the bench. Top of the circle, Dixon. She tries to knife into the lane, can't do it. On a weave, fed it to Stupp. Back to Dixon, baseline left. She's in among the trees and has the five-footer deflected. Minster takes it away. Here's Hoing down the floor to Barhorst. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Minster up four, 13-9. Barhorst to Ivy Wolf. Wolf guarded by the taller Aiden Valenti, who's at 5'7". Near side of the floor, Jessica Falk lights it up again. Three-point land. She's got 9 points on three triples.
They might want to find her.
Woo! Minster up seven. Dribble drive off balance in the lane. Valley View again. An unnecessary foul by Minster. In the act of shooting, taking it to the cup, Dixon was plowed into.
That says Valenti.
I'm sorry, Valenti drew the foul. Boy, one weakness for Minster so far, Chuck.
Defense.
Yep.
Moving their feet. They're getting a hand in and not moving their feet.
Exactly.
And I'm real impressed with Claire Henson, that 5'10 freshman. That young lady's going to be a ball player.
Free throw by Valenti of Valley View. Swish. He's got it. 16-10 in favor of Minster. Biggest lead had been seconds ago at 16-9. Second shot, Valenti. Deep knee bend. Bounces it three times, lets it fly. It's hard off the back brace. Strong rebound, Minster. Is there a tie-up, a travel, a foul? It's ruled a violation on Minster.
Not sure I saw that. Nope. They grabbed her arm. I would have given him a tie-up or a foul, a travel. I'm not sure where he got that.
Exactly. The better call right there would have been a compromise, a tie-up, and look to the scores table for the arrow. But a foul was, or a violation, a turnover assessed against Minster. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. It is Megan Black, too hard for Valley View, and it caroms off to Danielle Barhorst of Minster, which is up six. Near side of the floor, it's Falk. Falk on a weave. It's a teammate in the lane. It's caught there by Avery Wolf, who's on the floor now, the 5'8 junior. Here's a half-hook shot right in front by Ivy Wolf. Five-footer hit the flange. No good. Rebound taken down by Valley View. Darting up the floor, it's Dixon. Dixon feeds the three-point shooter. 25-footer Henson around and out. No good. Rebound Minster, which is up six. 5:26 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Ivy Wolf. Good shake and bake move. Then a late feed to a teammate. Valley View hooks it away from behind. Good D by the Spartans. Here comes Dixon up the floor, and she threw it away.
She's going to get the turnover, but Stupp was not looking for the ball. That's the reason it went out of bounds.
Yep, Stupp was not aware. And the ball goes back over to Minster, which is up six, 16-10, 5:13 to go, second quarter. Courtney Ernst back on the floor, along with Lily Peltier. Carly Richard in now for Minster. Janelle Hoing runs the show out front. On a weave, it goes to Peltier. Baseline left, it's fed to Ernst. On the arc, it goes to the three-point shooter, way off the mark, air ball. Not catching her in there was Richard. Ball hit the boundary right below the basket, out of bounds to Valley View. 4:51 left to go here in the second quarter of play. Minster in the lead by six, 16-10. And now we've got eight players in backcourt. Minster applying some serious pressure. It's inbounded to Dixon. Dixon picked up by Hoing. Janae's got her at the timeline. Pressure is relented. Dixon picks up her dribble. Goes 25 feet away to Leagate. Leagate with her back to the basket. Ball thrown to Stupp in the lane. Tied up momentarily. Took a long stride and walked. Good defense by Minster, which got a hand on the ball after a second foot hit the floor without a dribble.
I think she's a little frustrated right now.
4 minutes and 33 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Minster on top of six, 16-10.
And Pringer only has one free throw for the game so far and sitting with two fouls.
And she will no doubt continue to be there till the start of the second half. Top of the circle, Carly Richard. 25 feet away to Janae Hoing. Baseline drive, little runner from seven.
Nice.
Beauty. Janae Hoing, nice looking shot.
Well, Hoing and Falk have 15 of the 18 points.
Yeah, Janae starred toward the end of the year last year as a freshman. And, boy, she has got the skills and instincts of a senior guard out front for Minster and is just a 10th grader.
She was a designated three-point shooter. She has really worked on her game.
Little pick and roll by Valley View in the half court. It goes from Leagate to Stupp, and Stupp was interfered with by the Minster player. Good deep of the Wildcats. And the ball was then touched last by Valley View, out of bounds.
Yeah, Peltier got a hand in there and knocked it off her head.
Minster up eight, 3:42 to go, second quarter. Top of the circle, Hoing gives it up to Ernst. She coughed it up near midcourt, got it back. Courtney dribbling down the right side of the lane. Goes to Hoing below the basket. She crosses underneath the rim, then feeds it. Stolen by Valley View. Stolen back by Minster. Heads up play by Carly Richard. Foul on Valley View. That's only the fifth on the Spartans. Minster has acquired nine fouls so far. Timeout, head coach Mike Wiss of Minster, which leads 18-10, 3:26 left, second quarter. It's our opening webcast of the year for high school basketball here on scores, broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Mr. Wildcats, after a timeout, get an open look from the deep corner. It is Courtney Ernst on a three ball, short, no good. Rebounded by Valley View. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Minster ahead, 18 to 10. Here's Dixon dribbling semicircles in the right corner. Dumps it down inside to Leegate. Good defense by Minster. A lot of contact. Is it ruled a travel or an offensive foul?
Offensive foul. Ernst took that one, and Leegate's a large girl. That took some guts to take that charge right there.
Yeah, both teams have committed some turnovers. Each defense has piled up some fouls. Referees have had a number of very difficult calls so far in this game. Valley View didn't like the last one.
Well, I think they've done a pretty nice job, quite honestly.
Deep in the right corner, Minster with the ball. Shot fake from 20 feet away by Falk, and she dragged the pivot foot.
I think they caught an illegal screen.
That's another foul against Minster. My goodness, it's on Ernst. And that's two on her. 2:46 left here in the second quarter. Minster in the lead by 8 points, 18 to 10.
I'm a little blocked by the corner down here, so I didn't see the screen, but there wasn't any complaining.
Chuck, it's easy for us to say, but because Minster plays in that tough MAC and has a very difficult out-of-conference schedule, Wildcats have an advantage here in this game. Even though Valley View is a very good Division II club, the Spartans don't play near the 22 games that Minster does throughout the regular season.
No, absolutely not.
And we've got an open floor foul committed by Valley View. Good steal on the play by Minster. After the Wildcats were hit with the moving screen, Ivy Wolf managed to dig it away from the Valley View player, and then the Spartans fouled immediately. Ivy's at the line with the one-and-one. Swish, she's got it.
She picked Dixon, and then Dixon fouled her. I mean, that's her second foul, but maybe a good foul because it was going to be a layup, but if she gets this free throw.
And both free throws by Ivy Wolf. Each one dead center. Dixon's got two fouls. She's got to watch it. She's the playmaker for Valley View. She just took a pass 50 feet down the floor and dashed all the way to the rim and drew a two-shot foul below the basket. 20 to 10 in favor of Valley View, or I should say in favor of Minster. Well, Minster now has totaled double digits in personal fouls. Valley View, though, has been limited to 10 points. When Minster has not been fouling, the harassing defense has given Valley View fits. Free throw by Dixon, good.
That's only their second point of the quarter.
20-11. Second shot, Dixon, rim, backboard in as well. 20-12, Minster in the lead by 8. Biggest lead was at 20-10, seconds ago. Deep in the left corner, Barhorst for Minster. Gives it up on top to Ivy Wolf. Wolf looks, goes to Falk, near side of the floor. Jessica with three threes so far in this game. Jessica on the bounce, back to Hoing, back to Falk. Open look, three-point land, bullseye! Jessica Falk is on fire.
She was a dead eye when she played JV. I love that girl. She was so much fun to watch. She hasn't lost any of it.
Falk is shooting like she's got radar on her forehead. 23-12, Minster's biggest cushion, 11. Here's Dixon to Leegate. Handoff on the play to Henson. Double dribble.
Good hedge that time, and she didn't see it coming.
Division II Valley View knew it would be in for a tussle here today against the defending state champs, Minster. The Division IV Wildcats are putting it to Valley View now by 11, 23-12, a minute 46 to go, second quarter. Minster possession. Janae Hoying's got it 25 feet out, gets a screen from Falk, doesn't use it, enters the lane, bounce pass, baseline left. Good feed on the play by Hoying to teammate Barhorst, who looped in an eight-footer. 25-12, Minster. Outstanding assist by Janae Hoying. A minute 20 left to go, second quarter. Here's Leegate at the elbow on the left for Valley View. Back to the basket. Goes on a weave to Black. It's loose on the floor. Punched out of bounds by Minster with a minute 15 to go.
That's
in the
good
second.
Hustle.
Sure was. Inbounding far left side of the court. Valente for Minster. Sends it in to Claire Henson at midfloor. Back out to Black, to Dixon. Dixon had it momentarily, dropped it. It went over and back. It was deflected, though, by Minster. Now the officials confer.
I think once Minster touched it, even if it bounced off her knee, I don't think there's any way it's an over and back.
No, because the last possession.
Wow.
Ooh, it's.
Wow.
Yeah, I disagree with that call. It goes against Valley View. It looked like Minster deflected it, then it was touched by Valley View.
Well, once you knock it off her knee, you have made a deflection.
Exactly.
It can't be an over and back.
No, there was no possession by Valley View just before the ball went back over the timeline. That was an error. The officials conferred and still did not get it right. Here's Barhorst, 25 feet away from Minster. On top it goes to Ivy Wolf. 50 seconds to go in the half. Minster up 13. Now to Hoying. Here's Danielle on the arc to Falk. Straight away, fed to Carly Richard. Near side to Hoying. Bounce pass to Barhorst with 35 seconds to go. Minster rotating the ball back and forth across the top of the key. Ivy Wolf's got it. Half minute remaining, second quarter. Minster up 13. Wildcats defense has been very tenacious. Although Minster has racked up some personal fouls, two each on Damaris and Courtney Pringer. But despite that, Minster's bench has come alive. 11 seconds left here in the second quarter. Dribble drive, Hoying down the lane, double teamed. Ball raked away from behind, out of bounds off Valley View with seven ticks left on the clock.
Yeah, tipped away.
Inbounding below the rim is Falk for Minster. Let's see if Pringer gets entered by head coach Mike Wiss.
Yep, yes, she did. Good coach.
Yes, fine. Excellent substitution. Courtney back on the court. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle to Hoying. Busted up. Ivy Wolf gets it back. Into Pringer in the lane. Turnaround, eight-footer short. Rebound banked up and missed by Minster at the buzzer. Carly Richard's shot wouldn't fall. Minster, despite clobbering Valley View in the second quarter, did generate some personal fouls. Wildcats will continue to work through that, but have a 13-point advantage here at the half. 25-12, Minster's defense has taken over this game. Yeah, Minster's had to contend with personal fouls, but Minster's depth has been very strong. Good season opener for Minster so far, a 13-point lead over Valley View here at the Lakota West High School Journey to the Tourney. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal highlights high school seniors on our Upper Miami Valley teams each game here on scoresbroadcast.com. And for the Minster Wildcats, 12th graders are Danielle Barhorst, Carly Richard, Jessica Falk, Lily Peltier, Courtney Ernst, Courtney Pringer, Damaris Wolf. Those are the seniors. Highlighted by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center, a long-term underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com since 2007, in fact. LaCal moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And thanks to LaCal for overwhelming support since the Scores inception back in 2007. We simply could not have gotten off the ground without the assistance of LaCal Equipment. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report is upcoming in a moment. 25-12, Minster over Valley View at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982. And the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Well, three young ladies from Minster a year ago averaged about 31 points between them. Damaris Wolf, Courtney Pringer, and
Ivy Wolf.
Yep. And they've got 3 points combined here today, but Minster's bench has been very potent, thus the 25-12 lead.
John. Well, Jessica Falk is 4-for-4 shooting threes. That's been pretty helpful. Janae Hoying has picked up where she left off. She's got 6. And everybody else just did a nice job not turning the ball much. Now they can go ahead and put Pringer back out there and play some of the ones that picked up the fouls early. They should have control of the game. We'll see.
Very clearly, Chuck, the Valley View Spartans not ready for this kind of season-opening intensity on defense from Minster.
No, the defense has been outstanding, and I think that could be a problem for them this year. You know, I don't know what their league is like, but I think at least right now, they're really struggling. They turned the ball 10 times in the first half. Did not get an offensive rebound. That's two combination right there that were outstanding.
Well, we've just been handed official stats through the first two quarters of this game. Some paltry shooting from the floor for Valley View. Only 3 of 16.
Yeah, they were 3 of 16. 1 of 7 shooting threes. 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Minster, on the other hand, was 8 of 24. That's not outstanding, but they were 4 of 7 shooting threes, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Rebounding, let me see if I can find the rebounding. 9 rebounds for Valley View and 13 for Minster. Turnovers, 11 and 4. It's Minster probably should be up more than they are.
Yes.
But they'll take it in a first game on a Friday afternoon. A weird starting time, not your normal, what you get your normal routine. Yeah. They're I'm sure they're happy up 13 at the half.
Yeah, Minster missed 5 or 6 short shots in the first two and a half minutes. One facet of this game, head coach Mike Wiss has to be very pleased with, despite the helter skelter nature of this contest so far, only 4 turnovers for Minster in 16 minutes.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, if you would have told us at halftime that Pringer would be 0 for 6 from the floor, we'd think there could be a problem. Ivy Wolf 0 for 4. Those young ladies are 0 for 10. And Damaris Wolf, who is one of their leading scorers coming back, only took 1 shot in the first half. So they got to be happy with Falk. I thought that Peltier came off the bench and did a nice job of handling the basketball. I think they've got this is what they want to build. They want to build a bench, and this early in the season, you don't really know yet what your rotation's going to be. You got kind of an idea, but you want 8 or 9 girls that you can rotate in and out. With Pringer playing more minutes, do they have minutes on here? She only played 7 minutes in the first quarter or in the first half.
Janae Hoying distributed the ball very nicely. She dispersed it well through the first two quarters, and Jessica Falk was on fire with 4 three-pointers. I don't think she missed one, did
she? She didn't miss one. I'm not sure she hit the rim with one.
Every one of them swished. She was red hot through the first two periods. Valley View simply did not have an answer. That's our halftime report here at Lakota West, game 1 of the Journey to the Tourney, featuring the Minster Wildcats and the Valley View Spartans. Minster's on top 25-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Say Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special tomorrow night at Brookins. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Carl Arnes, the new owner-manager at Brookins, is following the footsteps of Dale and Joyce Barhorst, who also put their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins for the last dozen years. Now it's Carl's turn. Carl Arnes has tweaked the late-night menu, and you'll like it at Brookins. Brookins is the ideal spot to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there is no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins, Brookens-USA.com. Thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing? And shout-outs to these fine underwriting sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. But tomorrow at 11:30 here at the Journey to the Tourney, the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins take on Division III powerhouse Proctorville Fairland, and we expect Fort Loramie to perform defensively, much like Minster's doing so far here today, Chuck.
I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, they're you talk about an experienced team. It's an experienced team without a senior still in the lineup. So I expect big things out of Loramie, and they've got Kenzie Holscher, who is I'm going to be her agent, because that young lady, I think she's just going to get better and better and better.
Fort Loramie girls in action, tip off 11:30 tomorrow morning, webcast time about 11:10 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 p.m. webcast time. Fort Loramie versus Macomb, Division 7 regional state semifinals in football. Valley View opening possession, third quarter of this game. It's League 8, top of the key. Minster up by 13, 25-12. Hand off to Dixon. Dixon, 25 feet out, goes back to the basket to Valenti. Valenti dishes left corner to Stupp. Oops, a travel call against Valley View.
Yeah, she slid that foot. She started to throw a pass, and they were over-guarding the person she was going to throw it to.
Yep, Courtney Pringer starts the third quarter for Minster. Looks like the five, which began the game for Minster, out there now, beginning action here in the second half. Damaris Wolf, 25 feet out, hands off to Ivy. Foul line extended right, goes to Hoing. Oh, dribble drive around two players in among the trees. Tries to feed it back out to Damaris. It's touched by Valley View, broken up and stolen.
She crossed over and had a shot. I'm not sure why she didn't take it.
Yeah, Janae did have one from 10 or 12 feet away. Wouldn't have been an easy one. She was well guarded. And here is Valley View dribbling into the right corner. Knocked out of bounds on the play by Minster. Good defense from Ivy Wolf. Inbounding is Dixon. Throws into the post to Leagate. And chopping down with the hands is Springer to fight it free. Rebound Minster. Or taken away by Minster, I should say. Long throw to Maris Wolf. She goes below the backboard too far. Can't make it. And the ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she got about a half a step too far underneath and hit the bottom of the rim with a shot.
Frenzied play here in the first 70 seconds of the second half, and no production to show for it at all. And here's Valley View dribbling up the right side of the court. Good defense on the play by Damaris Wolf, who slapped it out of bounds. 25-12, Minster ahead by 13. Well, Valley View needs to cut into this Minster lead here in the third quarter to have a chance in the fourth, you would think. Dixon, top of the circle, dribbles against Hoyne. Feeds it off into the right corner to Valenti. To Black, a runner off the backboard. Wild shot, no good. Rebound missed, but a foul against Minster. Aubrey Stubb, the 6'1 junior, the transfer from Tri-County North, couldn't get it to fall, but she's at the stripe with two.
That was her first offensive rebound of the game.
My goodness, that's an unbelievable stat. That is how thoroughly Minster has dominated the backboard when Valley View's had possession of the ball. First free throw by Stupp, way short. Second shot, swish. 25-13, Minster by a dozen. Here's Ivy Wolf scampering up the floor. Veers off to the left, gets a screen from Damaris. Ivy down the lane, throws it low in the right to Pringer. Off balance, shot blocked, but a foul. It goes against Leagate. It appeared to be in the act of shooting, I think.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Wow.
They must. I'm going to erase my two circles there.
Well, mysteriously, it's called Minster possession out of bounds. Pringer turned to lay it up and was clobbered. But Pringer gets the beneficiary of a fine inbounds pass and then deals it off on the play to Damaris Wolf for the little three-footer. It went from Hoying to Pringer to Damaris for the bucket to make it 27-13. To head coach Mike Wiss, Chuck, is tough to stop on inbounds plays below his basket. Countering quickly for Valley View, here's an offhand left-handed shot by Aubrey Stubb as she angled through the paint, banked it home, and was fouled.
She's a little more active now to start the third quarter.
27-15 in favor of Minster. 6:03 left in the third. Foul shot by Stupp. Off to the left. No good. Rebound Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Long lob down the floor. Ivy Wolf below the rim to Pringer. And she goes too far to catch it. She hit the stripe with her foot. And Minster's had about as many turnovers here at the start of the second half as the Wildcats had in the entire first two quarters. Here's Dixon in backcourt for Valley View, which is behind by 12. We played 2 minutes and 20 seconds in the third quarter. Hoying has done a good job on Dixon. Janae guards her. Ball fed left corner to Valenti. Valenti lobbing errantly into the post, intercepted easily by Ivy Wolf. Long outlet down the floor to Damaris. Damaris throws it cross court to the open three-point shooter. It is short by Ivy. Long rebound to Ivy. Foul line. Lets it go from 15. That one's short, and it goes out of bounds. Well, as you might expect, opening game of the season, outside shooting has not been crisp for either team, especially for Valley View. Minster has gotten some red-hot scoring from Falk, who's drained four threes.
Got pretty good shooting background here, so I don't think that should be the problem.
Nope, we've got shallow depth at each end. We're in the mezzanine, the balcony looking right over the Valley View basket. Here's a long throw down the floor to Leagate. Leagate darts toward the rim, pressured too aggressively by Pringer, who picks up number three.
That was touchy, but Courtney, first of all, should not be beaten down the court by Leggett. And secondly, she's got to keep that body off of her.
So Courtney sits down with three personal fouls, 5:16 left here in the third quarter, and she's played only about 10 minutes in this game so far. On the arc is Stupp, gives it to Dixon. Dixon flashes through the lane, flips it out back to Valenti. Valenti hands off to Stupp. Stupp back to Dixon. She's open from 25, doesn't shoot. 4:58 to go, third quarter. 27-15 Minster. Stupp, head of the key, checked by Falk, picks up her dribble. Goes to Black, 25 feet out. Now Dixon, getting a hand in his hoing, she fouls. It's common.
They're just picking them up again. I mean, they're very aggressive defensively, but there's a difference between being aggressive and being silly. And those, some of these fouls are silly.
Yep, in a 4 or 5 point game, you cannot afford to pick up this many fouls and put starters on the bench and then give the other team early opportunities at one and ones. Here's a long three-pointer by Valenti for Valley View behind the screen. It is no good off the back brace. Long rebound, though, to Dixon. Dribble drive, foul line. Goes in the corner to Black. She darts across the paint. Shot blocked. Good defense on the play by Ivy Wolf. It's loose on the baseline, out of bounds off Valley View. Carly Richard, 5'7 senior, back on the floor for Minster. Valley View, no choice now, Chuck, but to pick up full court.
Well, they're going to. We'll see how that works out.
4:26 left, third quarter. Quickly breaking pressure down the lane. Ivy Wolf on the run. Beats resistance below the foul stripe. Shot is off to the left, no good. Rebound by Valley View. 4:16 left in the third. Here's Dixon out of control for the Spartans. She barges down the left side of the lane into traffic. Minster didn't get set. Foul called against a Wildcat again. Ivy Wolf's got two. Minster's got five in 3 minutes plus in the second half. Ball entered to Stupp in the lane for Valley View. She twists and turns. Contact again against Minster. Yep, head coach Steve Dixon says run that out-of-bounds play once more.
Why not?
27-15 Minster. It was 25-12 at the half. Low scoring first 4 minutes, third quarter. Ball inbounded to Valenti on the arc to Stupp. Long high-arching three is in and out. No good for Valley View. Here's a good steal in the corner of the floor by Minster, and then a tie-up results. And the arrow says it's Minster possession. Extraordinary hustle there by Jessica Falk.
Yeah, that last foul was on Damaris Wolf, and that is also her third. So she and Pringer both have three now.
And they are both on the bench as Damaris comes off. Courtney Ernst on the floor now for Minster. Ball handed into Ivy Wolf. 3:55 to go, third quarter. 27-15 Minster. Here's Ivy, crossover dribble, head of the key. Goes to Richard on the arc. Richard, left-hand bounce. Now Barhorst swings it. Deep left corner, Courtney Ernst. On top, Courtney to Richard. Coming out to catch straight away is Ivy. 3.5 to go in the third. Ivy lost it. Dixon nearly picked her pocket. Loose ball picked up by Ivy. Open from 16. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound knocked out to the top of the circle. It's gathered there by Valley View. Guarding down the floor, Valenti into the corner. Hand off to Leegate. She picks up her dribble. Air mails one cross court to Stupp. Starts a drive. Spin move into the lane. Off balance, 6-footer way short. Again, good defense by Falk. Rebound down to Ivy Wolf of Minster. She's open. Middle of the floor. She's tripped from behind. Common foul. Minster possession. 3 minutes left in the third. Third quarter has been a sloppy stalemate so far, Chuck.
Well, they're getting hoeing back into the game, and they need that because right now they really don't have much in the way of scoring out there. They're doing a much better job of finding Falk.
Minster scored two in the third quarter, Valley View three. Minster's lead is still a dozen. Barhorst hands off top of the circle to Courtney Ernst. Ernst penetrates a step and feeds it back out to Janae Hoing. Here's Janae on the bounce in the lane straight away. Short jumper, 10-footer. It is good. A lot of rim and it trickled in. Nice shot by Janae.
Yeah, that's what they put her back out there for. They needed her scoring.
Boy, she's able to split the D. She carves it up, gets some penetration going. Good little jump shooter. She can also knock it down from long range. Here's a good drive. Dixon got free for Valley View. She spun to the rim, a 25-foot drive. She caught the pass from Leagate out of the arc and sped between a couple of Wildcats and dropped it in. Timeout, Valley View, 2:28 left in the third. Minster up 29-17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, these two clubs here today, Minster and Valley View, as I noted early on at the outset of the webcast, possess eight young ladies, four in each team, who play for the Dayton Hoop Stars Summer AAU program. But the stringent schedule that Minster plays year in, year out is clearly making the difference in the performances of these two teams here this afternoon.
Well, both these teams are going to get a lot better as the season goes on, that's for sure.
Yes. Long three-pointer missed by Daniel Barhorst of Minster. Rebound down to Valley View with 2 minutes to go in the third. Deep in the left corner, Valente hits a player below the rim. It's stopped. She gets position and shoots it up and in over Richard. The lead is 10 for Minster now, 29-19.
That was the freshman, Henson.
I'm sorry, Henson got the two-pointer. Well, she's a good player, Chuck. 5'10", Frosch.
I'm impressed.
Here's Danae Hoeing driving below the foul line, pulls up, 14-footer, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound low in the left by Minster, foul against Valley View. Good board work on the inside by Damaris Wolf. She was nailed in the act of shooting. She's got two.
It's Folk.
I'm sorry, it was
22 Folk. Instead of 32.
I'm sorry, Folk. Jessica Folk got the rebound and was belted.
It's the ponytails that get in the way.
Free throw, strong, hit the inside back rim left and ricocheted out to the right. About the only shot Jessica's missed in this game so far.
It's too close.
Having drained four threes in the first half. That free throw goes around, around, and in. 30-19, Minster. A minute 38 to go, third quarter. Big possession here for Valley View, which seconds ago had chopped the deficit to 10. Here's Dixon, high post to Stupp, outside the arc to Leagate. Leagate drops it back into Stupp, turns, overshoots from 7 feet. Good defense by Minster. Rebound down to the Wildcats, long throw to Barhorst, into the lane. Hits the trailer, Courtney Ernst, drive, shoots and scores. What an assist by Barhorst, a very good look. Ernst was bringing up the rear on the play. She caught the pass. Fine awareness from Barhorst, and the lead is back to 13. A minute to go, third quarter.
Did a nice job because she got bumped, and she did not get knocked off her line.
Here's Valenti. Here's Stupp. Low on the left, Henson. Finds Leagate, top of the circle. Squares up and bangs in a three-pointer. Good-looking shot by Lauren Leagate, who averaged 10 a game last year as a freshman. And Minster's lead is back to 10, 32-22. Leagate lined up on the spot, was fed the ball from below the basket, and drilled a triple. Ball rotated out high to Janae Hoeing for Minster. 24 seconds to go, third quarter. Minster playing for one. Deep in the left corner, it is Falk. Falk weaves, goes outside to Richard, back to Janae. 15 seconds left here in the third. 32-22 Minster. On the bounce, Janae Hoeing still dribbles. She lost the ball. Picked up on the play, but stopped. Stuff to Leagate. Leagate catches out in front. Layup short. She blew it. Rebound Valley View. Shot no good with 0.2 seconds left, but Minster clearly fouled. Oh, the Wildcats blew what should have been the last possession, last shot of the third quarter. And now Valley View with free throws can trim it down to 8 points. Careless offensive set by Minster closing out the third period.
Yeah, she tried to cross over, and Dixon just picked her. Sophomore on sophomore.
Yep. Free throws here for Valley View. It is up, and it is in. Claire Henson, the 5'10 Frosch, pops it home, and the Minster lead is 9. It was 13 at the halftime break. Valley View's Henson hits the front rim, no good. Rebound Minster as the third quarter closes. Give that third quarter to Valley View, which scored 11-7 for Minster. 9-point lead Wildcats at the end of the third quarter here at the Journey to the Tourney at Westchester, Lakota. Lakota West High School, I'm Jack with Chuck. We're back in a minute with the start of the fourth. 32-23 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, they're 7 of 14 from the free throw line. They're getting a lot more free throws, but they're not taking advantage of that. If they were, it would be a little closer than 9.
Courtney Pringer yet to get a field goal for Minster in this game. She's only played about 9.5 minutes out due to foul trouble. And let's see if she starts the fourth quarter, Chuck. Yep.
Yeah, they got to play her now, and she cannot afford to get that fourth foul real quickly.
Lily Peltier, Courtney Pringer on the court, along with Courtney Ernst. Also in is Avery Wolf for the Wildcats, and the fifth player out there is Ivy. Inbounds pass by Valley View, which gets it via the alternating possession at the beginning of the fourth. It's slapped away out of bounds by Minster. Next inbounds pass, stolen. Minster's got it. Dribble drive, Ivy Wolf into the lane. Finds a teammate open, baseline right. Short jumper, missed, no good. Rebound, Pringer for two. Courtney's initial bucket of this game. Wildcats up 11, big time pressure in backcourt. Valley View nearly coughed it up at the timeline. Here's Stupp, throwing into the right corner, knocked out by Minster. And the Wildcats turn up the heat even more.
Well, you like to see it. They just have to be a little smarter. They're getting way too many fouls.
Inbounded by Valley View. Dixon's got it straight away, top of the circle. She's been checked by Ivy Wolf very well the entire game. Coming out to get it is Henson. She goes cross-court to Aventi. Ball dealt right back to Henson. Baseline drive. Hooks it near side to a teammate. Long three-pointer by Valley View. No good by Stupp. Way short. Rebound, Minster lost in backcourt. Valley View's got it. Here's a drive into the corner by Black. Black feeds, head of the circle to Stupp. Shot fake, then puts it on the deck, down the lane. Hacking foul against Courtney Ernst of Minster. No, or is it called a walk?
Called a travel, which I think was the correct call. She did get fouled, but she took that long Euro step, as they call it, but she drugged the back foot.
Valley View bench not pleased one bit with that decision.
I think it was the correct call.
Lead is 11 for Minster. 6:51 to go, fourth quarter. Up the floor, Ivy Wolf, top of the key, goes between the legs on the dribble. High screen from Pringer. Ivy back to Courtney. Courtney on the arc and then throws it away out of bounds into the Minster bench.
Nobody looking.
6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. Minster in the lead, 34-23. Here comes Valley View up the floor. Dixon on the run, meets resistance. Pringer in the lane. We got a walk. That's a good call. Valley View wanted number four on Pringer, but the driver, Dixon, didn't stop in time. She shuffled both feet, an extra foot or so. Obvious miscue. Ball comes right back to Minster. Up the court, Ivy Wolf. 30 feet out. Now 20 feet out. Elbow in the right. Goes baseline. Below the rim. To the basket. Got it. What a drive. Ivy Wolf. She threaded the needle. She picked her way to the rim. She snaked her way down the floor and carved up Valley View's defense. Lead is 13 for Minster. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Avente on the arc. Feeds it behind her to Black. Black triggers the three off the iron. No good. Rebound Minster. Long pass down the floor. Open player low on the right. Shot laid up and in by Peltier. It's wiped off the board. I think a foul against Valley View before the made basket.
That was a good call. And Peltier did a nice job of holding her strength there and going up strong.
inbounding baseline right for Minster is Peltier. Finds Ivy Wolf low in the left, cutting to the rim, shovels it, no good, foul.
That's the basic screen, the screener. She set the screen and then rolled off the top. If somebody sets the back screen, you got to have help down there.
Tell you what, Chuck, small school programs, boys and girls in the Upper Miami Valley, inbounding below the rim, do it so well time and time again, often getting a good look at the basket or free throws. Ivy Wolf shoots the foul shot up and through, 37-23, 38-23, and the lead swells back to 15.
On inbounds plays under the basket, I was upset if we didn't score on 60%.
5:48 left here in the fourth quarter. 15-point lead, Minster. Valley View had trimmed it down to 10 on a couple of occasions. I think got it to 9.
They had it 9 at the end of the quarter.
Yeah, exactly. 32-23. But six straight points by Minster here at the outset of the fourth. Here's a Valley View throwaway, another turnover. Minster gets it back. Here's a long three-pointer high left. It bangs off the iron, missed by Avery Wolf. And the board ricochets to Dixon for Valley View. Dixon dribbles up into the right corner, goes baseline against Ivy. Well, Ivy Wolf has done a very good job shadowing Dixon. She's the playmaker, good point getter out front for Valley View. Over 10 points a game a year ago as a freshman, third team, Division II All-District. Here's a little pick and roll baseline. Dixon to Leagate. Ball bounces off the top of her head, picked up by Minster. Give and go down the lane. Pringer passes off right back to Courtney. To the rack, no good, but she's smacked on the elbow, and she'll get two. And it looks like now, Chuck, the bench strength of Minster is wearing Valley View down.
Well, Valley View is really, I think they've only subbed one girl.
Uh-huh.
They certainly have an advantage there.
Free throw, Courtney Pringer right through the net. 39-23 in favor of Minster. And we'll see tomorrow if that's not an asset for head coach Carlos Siegel's team against Proctorville Fairland. Second free throw, Courtney Pringer dips the knees. It's on the way. Got it again. 40-23 in favor of Minster, which has forged a 17-point lead, knocking down the first 8 points of the fourth quarter of this game. Dixon, top of the circle to Black. Now to Valenti. To Black, 25 feet out. Now Valenti's got it. Drives down the right side of the lane. On the run, left it way short. Good defense by Avery Wolf. Minster's got the rebound. It's all Minster now. 4:28 remaining in the fourth. Here is a good drive. Baseline left by Avery Wolf. Feeds it out back to the three-point shooter. Bullseye! A long one by Damaris. That's 9 straight points by Minster here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Here's Dixon going pell-mell down the floor like a jackrabbit all the way to the rim for Valley View, and she attracted the two-shot foul.
I see some real positives for Valley View. Dixon is a heck of a guard, doing a nice job, not getting a lot of help out on their freshman in Claire Henson.
Yes.
I think she's been terrific today.
Yep. The two best players for Valley View are those two young ladies indeed. Free throw by Dixon is short. Yeah, Dixon needs a minute or two on the bench every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, they're asking her to play defense on the perimeter, on the ball, and to bring the ball up against all this pressure.
Yep, she's a little weary at the moment. She misfires on 2 free throws, but Minster gets the rebound and throws it out of bounds. 43-23, Minster. It was 32-23 at the end of 3. An 11-0 run by Minster here in the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. 30 feet away, it is Stupp with the ball for Valley View. She veered off into the right corner, staggered, and walked. Neither team in the bonus. 4 team fouls on both clubs here in the second half.
Minster's got 8. Those are timeouts left.
Oh, I'm sorry. Read the scoreboard right, Jack. There we go. Yep. Yeah, Minster has assumed in excess of 20 fouls in this game. Defense at times sloppy. Though it's been erratic, it has caused Valley View a lot of problems. Here's a turnover by Minster. Valley View gets it back. 3:37 left to go. Fourth quarter, 43-23 Minster. On the arc, Valenti gets a screen, head of the key, passes baseline to Black. Deep in the right corner, Dixon. She sizes up a three ball, left it short, no good. Tie up for the rebound. It's on the floor, Arrow Minster. 3:22 left here in the fourth. The lead 20 for the Minster Wildcats, 43-23. Courtney Pringer sits down. Courtney totaled how many points, Chuck? Less than 10, I know.
She had five.
Five for Courtney. Mired in foul trouble this game, the opener here today. So was Damaris Wolf.
She had five.
Five points for her.
And Ivy had six, and those are going to be their three leading scorers.
And they've totaled just 16 of the 43 here today, and they averaged in excess of 30 per contest between them last year.
Wow, nice.
Oh, a nifty little drive. Ball thrown from Barhorst on the arc to the cutter, Damaris Wolf, and she tossed that one in with the left hand.
She went left and banked it in.
45-23 in favor of Minster. Here's a baseline jump shot by Henson, too strong for Valley View. Good rebound on the inside. Laid up by Stupp, no good. Stupp got it back. Eight-footer, short. Nice rebound, Richard, for Minster. Minster throwing a shutout at Valley View here in the fourth quarter. Spartans yet to score. Two and a half to go. Driving down the lane is Janae Hoing. Lobs it cross-court to Damaris. She knifes her way into the paint. Ball raked away. Good call by the referee. Might have been a reach-in foul. But before that, too many steps.
Well, they're going to call that. If you get the, yep. She was going wild across the lane that time. I think that's a correct call. You don't bail them out with a foul there.
Nope. Again, tomorrow afternoon, or I should say tomorrow morning at about 11:10, we're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com from right here at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West High School in Westchester for the Fort Loramie-Proctorville Fairland game. And like Minster here today, Fort Loramie plays up tomorrow against a stout Division III opponent in Fairland. Then tomorrow night, kickoff at 7, webcast time 6:30 from Wapakoneta as the Fort Loramie football team goes up against Macomb in a Division VII state semifinal. After the Minster turnover, Valley View gets its first field goal of the fourth quarter, a baseline jump shot. Fallaway style, Claire Henson. Nicely done. First 2 points of the fourth period for Valley View. Running across the lane for Minster goes the driver who's bailed out. Foul called against Valley View. That was Avery Wolf, who might have walked, got the benefit of the official's call. In the act of shooting, I think, two free throws coming. A minute 50 to go here in the fourth. Here's the free throw. It is up and, was it in, Chuck?
I made it, yep, three.
It rolled around and spun through.
They're 11 of 13. They still are an outstanding free throw shooting team.
Second shot, yes. Both of them right in there. Steal by Minster on the inbounds pass. Wildcats up 47-25. Minute 43 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Barhorst, top of the circle. High dribble. Gave it up on the play to a teammate, Avery Wolf, over guarding on Valley View, sending Avery right back to the stripe. 1-1. On Saturday, Minster, by the way, is at Jackson Center. Then next week on Thursday, Minster is home to Salina. And 1 week from Saturday, Minster girls entertain Kaleida. Very busy opening 8 or 9 days of the year for head coach Mike Wiss's team.
Get them in before the snow flies.
Avery Wolf cans the free throw and another sparkling free throw shooting from Avery late in this game. The lead swells to 24, 49-25. Here's a long three-point try outside the arc. Bingo from Megan Black of Valley View. 49-28. Biggest lead had been 49-25 before that field goal. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the fourth. Here's Richard feeding off into the right corner. Baseline drive by Ernst. Back to Avery Wolf. Straightaway pass goes to Lily Peltier. A minute 12 left in the fourth. Here's a baseline throw by Minster over the head of the intended receiver, Courtney Ernst, out of bounds to Valley View. This was a 9-point game at the end of the third quarter, 32-23. And then Minster popped home the first 11 to start the fourth quarter, and that was it. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane by Jaina Black, a 5'2 sophomore who's in now for Valley View. It goes on the arc to Valenti. Valenti dribbles 25 feet out, 46 seconds to go, fourth quarter. She gets a screen, lets it fly, way short, no good. Rebound scooped up off the floor by Peltier. Outlet pass down the floor. Peltier gets it back. Fadeaway shot in the lane. Off the flange, no good. It's loose on the deck. Tie-up occurs with 32 seconds to go in the fourth. Valley View possession. Minster up 21, 49-28. Chloe Smith, a starter a year ago, a 10-points-a-game young lady, 5'9 senior for Valley View, not playing today, injured. That could have been a factor, certainly not a 21-point difference, no way. Minster in command pretty much start to finish in a season-opening victory against Division II Valley View, which makes a steal at midcourt. Here's a driving layup down the floor. Good by Henson with 8 seconds left. It's 49-30 Minster. Barhorst at midcourt picks up the dribble, and that will do it. It's all over from here in game one at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West High School in Westchester, as Minster turns back Valley View easily by a final score of 49-30. The 13-point lead for Minster at the break at intermission was whittled to 9, 32-23 at the end of the third. But in the fourth and final quarter, Minster outpointed Valley View 17-7 to pull away and win by 19 points. Biggest lead was 49-25. Valley View dropped in the last 5 points of this contest. Minster winning comfortably over the Valley View club here today. 19-point separation at the end. And that was done by Minster without significant contributions here today, Chuck, from Courtney Pringer and Damaris Wolf.
Yeah, they scored 9 points in the fourth quarter, but they ended up with, they had 12 for the game. So at the time where the game was decided, they spent a lot of time over on the bench.
Yep.
And, but that, you know, that bodes well for Minster to see these young people come out. Not a lot of scoring out of Peltier or who's the other one I'm looking for here? Richard. But they came out. They didn't turn the ball over. They played good defense. I was impressed.
Jessica Folk, 3.6 points a game last year. What did she wind up with today in the season opener?
Well, she had ended up with 13. She was 4-for-4 shooting threes in the first half. Only made one free throw in the second half, but she wasn't shooting the ball. They decided maybe they needed to guard her out on the arc.
And no doubt she'll be counted on for far more than 3.5 points a game this year. A very capable outside jump shooter, drained 4 threes to pace Minster, especially in that first half. The defensive pressure for Minster was nothing like Division II Valley View had seen probably all last season.
No, I'm sure not. And they might not see it again this year, that strong. So, you know, they do some good things. They've got a freshman that I was real impressed with, the Dixon on the point as a sophomore. You're right, she needs to get a little help because she had to play the entire game. That wears her out. They get Smith back. I think Stupp had kind of her eyes open on what she's going to see a little bit, but Valley View is not going to see that kind of defense most games, so I think she's going to be able to help them too. And Leggett, not a real mobile girl, but I'll tell you what, you let her sit out on the outside, she's got a pretty nice 3-point shot.
Oh, yeah. The star player for Valley View a year ago, Stidham, graduated. She was at 15.5 points a game one season ago when Valley View beat Bellbrook twice, lost to Bellbrook in the district semifinal. Bellbrook went on to beat Tip and then represent this part of the state at the state Final Four in Division II basketball. Valley View beat him twice in 3 attempts last year. But Stidham, the leading point getter, graduated. So thus, it's a pretty young team for Valley View here in 2018-19, not without some talent, but Minster's returning players put it to Valley View here today. Chuck, our Clancy stars of the game, a quick look at stats as well.
Well, take a go for scoring first. Minster was led by Jessica Falk with 13. They got 8 from Janae Hoeing. I'm going to call her Janelle before the season's over, but because I'm so used to saying Janelle. 7 out of Damaris Wolf, 6 out of Ivory Wolf. On the other side, they were led by the freshman, Claire Henson, with 11. Then they drop all the way down to Legate, had 2 threes for 6, and they got 5 out of Dixon. 14 of 16 from the free throw line for Minster, 7 of 16 from the free throw line for Valley View. And Clancy's, she doesn't get a sandwich because she's too far away, but the freshman Claire Henson is the player for Valley View. And then Jessica Falk was terrific, and she is the Clancy's player of the game for the Wildcats.
Clancy's and Wampach Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And for a different twist in food, try Maury's across from Lake Loramie. Maury's Landing, outstanding food. Martha Holscher and her staff will treat you just right at Maury's. Wraps, a variety of them, they're extremely tasty. That baked haddock dinner is outstanding. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Oh, that gourmet burger is excellent as well. A family of four will eat from $35 to $40 at Maury's Landing, a new outstanding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Drop in, tell everyone that you heard about Maury's Landing here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Maury's Landing, a new underwriting sponsor here on our basketball games this season on Scores Broadcast. Again tomorrow, we're right back here at Lakota West in Westchester, Fort Loramie Girls against Proctorville Fairland. Webcast time, 11:10 a.m. Tip-off, 11:30 tomorrow night. Minster, or I should say Fort Loramie football. And Minster was knocked out by Convoy Crestview, which was beaten by Fort Loramie. Redskins take on Macomb. Kickoff at 7. Fort Loramie's first ever berth in the state Final Four in football. Macomb, the opposition, kickoff at 7. We've got the webcast at 6:30 tomorrow night. Chuck, looking forward to it. Hopefully the rain will end long before kickoff time.
Yeah, you got to hope so. And, I mean, they've won every other sport you can win in the state, so it's time for football, isn't it?
Great underwriting sponsors here today. Thank you so much, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page around. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well, Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which includes 8 expanding divisions, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets Get Connected to Your Veterans Benefits, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, plus the in-between just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, and Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Final official stats, Chuck, you glean anything differently from the stats you have in front of you right now than what you thought earlier?
24-14 in turnovers. That was a big advantage for Minster.
Yep.
Total rebounds, 30-23. They had 9 offensive rebounds. They picked most of those up in the second half, and that was stuff. Free throws, we talked about 14 of 16. That was outstanding. Shooting from the floor, Minster was only 33% in the first half. They ended up shooting 36%. They're going to get better than that. They were 1 of 4 shooting threes in the second half.
5 of 11 for Minster on threes for the game. That's 45%. Tell you what, Mike Wiss will take that all season long.
Well, he will. 4 for 4 of those were Falk, though. So
yep.
They need some other people to hit some. But they're going to get more. They're going to get a lot of production out of Damaris Wolf. And, of course, Pringer is going to be their leading scorer. Let's just be honest about it. She did not have a terrific game, mostly because she was in foul trouble. But she has to learn to play. She has to learn to play with fouls. And she turned the ball over 3 times. That's too much for her. On the other end, 26% from the floor. That pretty much sums it up. And only 43% shooting free throws.
Ivy Wolf, Janae Hoing did a real good job quarterbacking the club all afternoon.
Absolutely. They didn't turn the ball much. That's going to be an outstanding basketball team. They're going to get better. They're still trying to get the rotation going. Foul trouble today forced him to play some people longer than he probably wanted to.
Right.
But at the same time, it got a look at some kids that he sees as a coach. You got to have confidence. I don't care how much a kid has played or not played, but if you don't have confidence to put them out there, it's tough for you to throw them out into the game. And he had to get some confidence tonight in some of those kids.
And I'd say everybody responded with at least a little something very positive for Minster.
Oh, outstanding. Yeah. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I thought they didn't get a lot of scoring out of some of them, but that they're not looking for them to score. They're looking for them to play defense and rebound and not turn the ball over, and he got that out of those young ladies today.
So Minster thumps Division II Valley View, the Division IV Wildcats, defending state champs in girls Division IV, easily over Valley View. In the opening game of the 2018-19 high school basketball season here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the big lid lifter here today for the journey to the tourney at Lakota West in Westchester. Again, webcast time tomorrow, 11:10 a.m. Fort Loramie against Fairland. And then tomorrow night, Fort Loramie football. It is the Division 7 semi-state, the semifinal. As the Fort Loramie Club has reached the Final Four, the opponent, Macomb, we're online on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night at 6:30. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying, good afternoon from here at Lakota West, where Minster has blown out Valley View 49-30.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.